Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, July 19th, 2018. On this day in 1900, the first line of the Paris Metro was opened for operation. In Berlin, water quality sometimes suffers for a short time in the summer when heavy rainfall overflows the sewer system. If too many germs contaminate the water, the authorities issue a warning. The State Office for Health and Social Affairs, or LEGESO, is warning against swimming in the following waters after taking samples: Freibad Hallensee, Flughafensee, and Lieperbucht Unterhavel. Increased concentrations of the bacteria Escherichia coli and intestinal enterococci were found at all three swimming sites. According to LEGESO, further samples are to be taken this week. The bacteria can enter the water through fecal contamination and cause severe intestinal and gastric diseases in humans. Police divers searched for stolen Stolpersteine in the Neukölln district of Britz on Wednesday morning. In recent weeks, a total of 20 of these brass plates, which are embedded into the pavement to commemorate people who were persecuted by the Nazis between 1933 and 1945, have been stolen in the surrounding area. A police spokesman explained the operation, stating that it could not be ruled out that the perpetrators threw the brass plates into the Femfuhl. However, there was no concrete indication of this. The body of water next to the Hufeisensiedlung is about 8,000 square meters in size. Shortly before noon, the police finished their search, and the divers found nothing. There was an accumulation of Stolpersteine thefts in Britz around this year's anniversary of the pogrom night on November 9th, but there have also been similar incidents in other parts of the city. The LKA State Security Department, which is responsible for the prosecution of politically motivated crimes, is investigating the thefts. Investigators assume that the stones were stolen by right-wing radicals. As confirmed to the Berliner Morgenpost by a BVG spokesperson, through a corresponding cooperation with the provider Deezer Nextbike, regular BVG customers can now not only travel by bus and train with their annual ticket, but also use rental bikes for 20 minutes at no additional cost. A prerequisite is the Fahrkart, the ticket and credit card format. However, the free bike hire offer does not apply to holders of company and school passes. According to the BVG, the pilot project is initially limited until the end of the year. For more information, follow the link go.bvg.de/deezernextbike, which can be found in our show notes. The Tiertafel in Berlin Baumschulenweg is being threatened with extinction. The organization in Mürikestrasse supports people who do not have enough money to buy food for their animals. Food is available every 2 weeks. The district wants to demolish the building of the Tiertafel and build a neighborhood meeting place there. The plans have been known since 2016. The district offered the association a 30-square-meter room in the new building, but the Tiertafel does not want to get involved in this compromise as they believe the offered area is much too small. At the moment, the organization has 200 square meters. Now the operators are hoping for the support of the state animal welfare officers to find a solution to the problem. Chairman Linda Oldenburg said last week that they are also, quote, open to different forms of tenancy. A sponsor or sponsoring component would also be conceivable. The Treptow-Köpenick district will terminate their lease at the end of the year. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.